All right. So when people think of the Southwest and Arizona, they think about, you know, the Border Patrol issues, the Grand Canyon, and of course, we got that hot heat. And right now, we're joined by a Phoenix artist, songwriter, and entertainer that brings that fire to every stage. He has opened for such artists as Jeezy, that young Jeezy right there, man, Neo, Chrisette Michelle, Kanye West, 50 Cent, Rick Ross, and many more, just to name a few. I introduce to some and present to others by way of telephone tonight, Team Scholar, a.k.a., man, he's the lady's choice, and y'all know I'm talking about Scholar. So, Scholar, man, how are you doing tonight, by the way, man?
Man, I'm good, homie, I'm good. How about yourself, brother?
Oh man, I'm doing good. All right, Scholar, so you're a pretty busy man. You know, you're a rapper, a songwriter, you're on the radio, and you're overall entertainer. So how do you manage all of that, you know, and be able to get work done?
I mean, it's all time management, basically, man, time management and discipline. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it comes down to, those two things.
Right.
All righty, Scholar. Well, I'm Lady Low.
Hello, Lady Low.
Hello. many people don't know this, but Ludacris got his start in radio in Atlanta. How do you feel about, how do you feel when people compare you to a hip-hop mogul like Luda?
You know, that's a great comparison, honestly. I like that because, you know, Luda's doing his thing now, and just to know that he came from that position and where he's at now, I mean, I look at that as a compliment. So, you know, I'm definitely thankful that people compare me to him.
All right, what's up with a pimp? Just don't do that, Damo.
Don't do that, Damo. Yeah. What it do, homie?
What's up with it, man? All right. As you know, up next, you know, we're in Texas, and we're heard online, you know, via KTR.org. So let the people know what the Phoenix life is like and how you put on for your city.
Man, Phoenix is a beautiful city. Actually, it's a slept-on city. Like, a lot of times when I tell people I'm from Phoenix, they're like, oh, man, it's like a lot of desert. I'm like, nah, homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got cities, you know what I'm saying? We got right. Nightlife.
Right.
So, you know, it's a great nightlife, man. Believe it or not, like I said, it's one of the most slept-on cities. You know, we got Scottsdale. We got Tempe, you know what I'm saying, which is a college town where I went to school at Arizona State University. So, you know, Phoenix is a great city, man.
Right on.
Yeah, I've been to Phoenix a few times, you know.
What them strip clubs like?
You said what?
What them strip clubs like?
I mean, you can't touch.
Don't know what you touch.
That's what don't do that. Don't want to know about what the strip clubs
yeah,
is like.
Yeah, you can't touch them, dog. You can't touch them. But in the A, it's a different story, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely a different story.
We know how it is down here in the Triple D, man. It gets real down here in the Triple D.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists on Up Next on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm your host, Big Chris. And right now we have on the phone the Ladies' Choice Scholar. So you have worked with many artists in the industry. Like, who are some of your favorites?
One of my favorites would probably have to be Pitbull. Pitbull is a very humble person. 50 Cent. 50 Cent was very humble, you know, despite what people say about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's actually a very humble guy, a very humble, down-to-earth person. I've been around Neo. It's been a lot of people I've been around. I'm definitely thankful to be around everyone, you know what I'm saying, that I've been around. So Akon was cool. Man, Big Boy was a great experience. The list goes on and on.
You're some legends in the game, right? You're talking about Big Boy. That's
right?
A legend. That's a legend right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You know,
Outkast.
Yeah, definitely. Big Boy's, you know, still doing his thing, man. So,
right.
You know, I prefer to be around or, you know, interact with the pioneers because, like, a lot of them understand what humility is. And, you know, like a lot of up-and-coming artists or, you know, emerging artists, you know, they got the big head. And that's one thing you can't do, man.
All right, so let's take Big Boy, for example. So what's one of the most important things that he said to you pertaining to the music business?
He basically told me, you know, always stay true to your craft, man. Stay true to your craft, stay true to who you are, and never compromise yourself.
All right, this don't do that, Damo. So since you are the lady's choice, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and what you prefer in women. And I must warn you, my questions are always a little bit throwed. So, all right, so if you had to pick, would you rather be with a lady with a big booty, but one of the cheeks is lopsided, or a lady that had 12 toes?
I like booty, so I'm going to go with the booty is lopsided.
The lopsided booty.
Yeah,
all right,
lopsided
now.
Lopsided booty, homie.
I have to question them 12 toes, but I ain't arguing over the lopsided booty. All right. Would you rather date a female that was cock-eyed and knock-kneed, or lazy-eyed and bow-legged?
I'm gonna go with Lazy Eye and Bowleg.
He answering these with no regard. I'm starting to think you done had you a Lazy Eye and Bowleg again.
Hey, we have not rehearsed this or nothing. This is fresh happening.
It
right
really
now.
Is. Like, I'm looking at Damo like, did you really just ask this man?
He went straight in with both of them.
Oh my god. No meditation. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Scholar, what makes you different from other MCs out there?
You know what? I mean, that's a good question. I ask that question a lot. I think the fact that I'm approachable, like I said, a lot of artists, you know, really aren't that approachable and that humble when they interact with their fans. Like, I'm just a regular dude that loves music, man. You know, I was always taught to be humble and just, you know, build with the people, because without the people, you know what I'm saying, you're nothing but another voice trying to be heard. So, you know, that's definitely one thing I'm going to say, is being humble and just interacting with my people.
Right, I like that answer. I like it a lot. We're going to take a listen to What Makes You Different with a song that we have been playing for a few weeks up here on Up Next. It's called 50 Bottles. Tell us about that before we get into that.
50 Bottles was actually something that was totally out the box for me, believe it or not. Like you know, you guys have been saying I'm the lady's choice, and I'm actually geared toward the ladies, or, you know, female demographic is my audience. But 50 Bottles was just something different. A lot of people were like, you know, they wanted to hear what I could do on a street club level. So I said, all right, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And in 15 minutes, you know, I wrote the record. I heard the beat, and I was like, yo, I got one.
You wrote that song in 15 minutes.
15 minutes, man.
Wait, wow. I got a question for you. So if I see you in the club and you got 50 bottles, you trying to let your boy hold one?
Hey, man, I got you, homie. Hey. It ain't nothing, homie. It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? First of all, but I want to tell y'all, thank you for supporting that record, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's so hard for emerging artists to get support from radio stations. And I just want to tell y'all, thank you over there, KEZR, man.
Well, here it is, 50 Bottles by Scholar. More with Scholar coming up on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Scholar, a.k.a. Team Scholar, and you are now tuned in to Up Next Radio. You already know the station, 88.9 KETR.
Order 50 bottles, I 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 order 50 bottles.
This is a PSA to all my bottle poppers, all my ballers, all my bad ladies out there. We gonna do it like this right here.
Poppin', ladies flocking, haters watching. Do you see me ballin'? Headed to the top with no plans of falling. Music's in my blood, so I'm all in. Unsigned label rep still calling. I'm on a mission, listen to what I'm spitting. In 15 minutes, this hit was written. I'm good in the streets, never catch me slipping. In the studio, lyrics I be flipping. Three racks a show, is what I'm getting. Foreign car, is what I'm wishing. If you bout that life, say alright, alright. I don't do drama, cause I love my life. And I don't do groupies, cause they ain't my type.
Oh, 50 bottles, 50 bottles, 50 bottles.
VIP, screaming Team Scholar, pocket full of money, dream game proper, section full of bad bads, showstoppers. If that's your girl, then you better watch her. Around my way, they call her hair doctor, aka Miss Service for that bread doctor. DJ turn up, Serato burn up, giving birth from the ground, now I'm grown up. If it's your birthday, then it's your twerk day. So go ahead, mama, just work, bitch. Work, 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 work,
work. Order 50 bottles, 50 bottles, 50 bottles. I order 50 bottles, 50 bottles, 50 bottles. I order
Gucci Gucci.
Salute.
Shout out to the homie Showdown for producing this movie.
What up,
you know, only a select few are chosen to live and be a part of this lifestyle. I thank God that he chose me.
We're back here on your station 88.9 KETR with the best and latest hip hop and R&B from up and coming artists. I'm Big Chris with the team.
I'm Lady Low.
And it's your boy Don't Do That Domo.
And you know Kayla's here in spirits.
On Jupiter.
And we have Team Scholar, aka the Ladies Choice, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia tonight, but he's a Phoenix native. And we just heard his single, his new single, 50 Bottles. So, Scholar, you've been putting in some work on your freshman mixtape called Orientation. So tell us when and where people can look for that when it comes out, and when should they expect that to come out?
Right now I'm actually in the studio working on it now. It should be out no later than August 2013, and okay. It's going to be on all your digital outlets, iTunes, Rhapsody, you know, Amazon, places like that. I may put it on DatPiff, you know what I'm saying? Just to give people a treat, you know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to it, man. You know, I'm gonna be the first one to get it.
Well, I appreciate
you know,
that.
You and me,
there.
You of course.
You and me both, brother.
Appreciate that, guys. Appreciate the support, man.
Okay, so Orientation is a unique title for a mixtape. Tell us the message or your meaning behind that.
The message behind that is, like, basically, you know, a lot of people know me, but then again, a lot of people don't. So, you know, like, when you're going to college or when you're getting ready to go to college, you go to Orientation. So, basically, that's what that's about.
Got you. I like that.
All right. So in 5 years, where do you see yourself musically, and who keeps you motivated, and who is the biggest inspiration in your life?
Oh, man. 5 years from now, I plan to be doing a lot of writing still, you know what I'm saying, with other artists of other genres.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to, of course, be on big tours, things of that nature. And as far as my inspiration is really just life. Tupac is one of my biggest musical influences, like Tupac all day. You know, Nas, so on and so forth. Marvin Gaye. I'm a fan of old school music.
Right
so.
On.
Yeah, I love the old school, man. Like Sam Cooke.
What about that Lenny Williams?
That's probably why they call him Lady Choice.
Oh yeah, that's my jam right there.
The Lady Choice, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, Sam Cooke, Change Is Gonna Come is actually one of my favorite records, man.
Me too, man. We got to chop it up for real.
Yeah, we will, homie. It's all good. All good.
All right. So we got Scholar on your station, 88.9 KETR. Once again, he's calling in from Atlanta, GA tonight, but he's a Phoenix native. So musically, do you have any regrets, or is there that one moment that you wish you could have had back and do it over again?
That's a good question, man. Probably toward the beginning stages of my career, because, like, you know, for me, I always loved music, but I was also trying to find myself as an artist. So, you know, some of the material I put out in my earlier years, I might, like, try to take it back just because of the fact that, you know, like, some of the content that was said. But other than that, no musical regrets, man. Like I said, you know, music is my passion, and I love music, so...
All right, so I stay curious, okay? I need to know, why are you the lady's choice?
The reason I'm the lady's choice is because I caress a lady's mind. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like a lot of other guys.
Wait a minute. This is a family show.
You said, you know, caress the mind.
I caress their mind, and, you know, like theater of the mind, you know? Like when you're talking to a lady... You know, you want to stimulate their mind versus their body, and then you probably want to work your way to their body. So I like to stimulate the mind, and I think that's why they call me the lady's choice.
Hey, I see the fan in here. Is it hot in here?
Hey,
or is it just
Lady
me?
Low.
Is it hot? I need to get some water. Excuse me.
I'm gonna have you write some stuff for me. Hold on, man. What's up?
All right. Keep your panties in a bunch. All right. I got one more thing before we get out of here tonight. So, you know, Don't Do That Domo. I'm a big basketball fan, you know what I'm saying? I hoops it out all the time. What is your prediction in the NBA Finals after San Antonio went up 1-0 last night?
You know what, believe it or not, bro, I really don't watch that much sports, man, like because like I'm always working, you know what I'm saying? But
that's very
if I had to go with a team, because I'm from Phoenix, I know they didn't make it, but, you know, I'm a diehard Phoenix Suns fan, so.
You know. It's okay. My team didn't make it either.
You got to rep your city, you know. Of course you're going to be a Suns fan.
Already, homie, already. That's how y'all say it in there. Already.
Already. Already. You already know how it goes. Hey, just real quick, man. Like, we were talking about a little bit. Like, tell them about the radio side and, you know, the things that you do and all the things that you do, like, production-wise and things like that. Like, you know, like, besides the music part of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, I'm a co-producer of a few syndicated shows, such as Skip Murphy, Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, in regular rotation sometimes as well. Well, actually, a lot of times, you know, when you're in regular rotation, I do some of that board operations for remotes and things of that nature. So, I mean, believe it or not, it's a lot of hard work, people. Like, you know, Chris, Lady Lowe, Damo, you know what I'm saying? They're behind the boards and, like, you know what I'm saying? They're actually providing a service to y'all. And it's not easy sometimes, man. Like, it's actually hard work. But, it's actually hard work. I mean, like, I know, brother. So, you know, definitely, like, you know, keep doing y'all thing, man. Keep getting in and keep providing that service to the public, man. Giving them that quality product.
All right, man. We appreciate it. So, is there any shout outs that you want to give and tell the people how to contact you and follow you and things like that? Like, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, I don't know, Reverb Nation, whatever. You got any contact information you want to give? Any shout outs you want to give?
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, I'm going to give y'all a shout out over at Up Next Radio, KETR. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the support, all the love. You know what I'm saying? Everything y'all do, man, I appreciate that. The whole entire staff. If you want to get in contact with me, you can Google at Team Scholar. My Twitter's at Team Scholar. My Instagram's at Team Scholar. Skype is at Team Scholar. Sometimes I get lost with this. Reverb Nation is Team Scholar. I mean, like I said, just Google at Team Scholar and I'll pop up. TeamScholar.com is actually being worked on. It's under construction, so... That's pretty much it. To find my material, you know, you can go online, iTunes, all the digital outlets such as iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon. I think another one is what's the other one? And all of them, just forget it, all of them. 50 Bottles Intoxicating, all of them. Oh yeah, I got to get y'all intoxicated, man. That's actually a ladies. That's going to be another single that I drop. It's already been dropped one time before, but I didn't go national with it. But I think Lady Lowe will like that. It's called Intoxicating.
Yes.
You gonna see that up next?
I mean,
Up Next need it though, don't we?
Say what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm definitely gonna get it to y'all, man. Okay. I'm actually gonna tell Renee to shoot that over to y'all and let y'all have a ball with it, man. Like, you know, I've been getting a lot of good feedback on that. So.
Okay.
I personally would be looking out for that.
thank you, sister.
Tonight, we're shouting out all the grads and stuff like that. So, do you have any grads that you know personally that's graduated high school? You know, middle school, you know, third to fourth grade, whatever. You know anybody that's, you know, graduating a shout out or anything like that?
Man, I actually had a niece and a nephew graduate, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of them as an uncle. And definitely I want to give a shout out to all the graduates out there, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, congratulations on sticking in there and making it through. Now it's time to go to the next level and go above and beyond your expectations of what you thought you could do.
All right.
All right, well, that was Phoenix artist, songwriter, and entertainer Scholar, who is doing big things not only in Southwest, but across the nation. We wish you all the success in the world, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back with some of the best and latest hip-hop and R&B on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Up Next.